Well, joining us this morning with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So I wanted to start off talking about the COVID and the Delta variant in particular. Any chance you think that we're going to see a vaccine mandate put in the state?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of information that we're looking at on the local level, on the state level, that the administration's looking at. As you saw, you know, about a week and a half ago, they mandated vaccines for folks that are working in elderly care facilities. I think it's being considered, but at the moment, the governor has been pretty clear that the administration is really not looking at mandating vaccines for everybody in Massachusetts. You know, we'll see if that changes, depending on the information that we get regarding the Delta variant and how quickly it's spreading, how many people are getting it, how many hospitalizations and deaths it's causing. But at the moment, I don't think that that's going to happen.
And do you think we could see a mask mandate at the State House itself?
Well, the State House has been closed to the public for a while. There's been a lot of representatives that have had concerns. Some, I believe, reps have not been vaccinated due to personal choice. But we are planning to open up back in the fall. But as we have been discussing today, there are just concerns. And as we look at the statistics regarding the Delta variant, much like schools, much like businesses, different municipalities and cities, we're trying to figure out what the plan's going to be going into the fall.
Now, another issue that's becoming a major issue of concern in this area is the closing of the Coast Guard station.
Yeah, the closing of the Coast Guard station is a big issue. We had a regional meeting with the harbor masters from Cohasset, Scituate, Marshfield, Duxbury. We had folks there from Kingston and Hull as well. Representative Machino, Senator O'Connor's office, myself were on a call with the federal delegation. It's critical that we have this Coast Guard station here in Scituate. Response times in this area need to be quick. The water is cold, and we have a very vibrant recreational and commercial boating industry here on the South Shore, and we really need that Coast Guard station from a safety standpoint. We can't have that boat move up to Point Allerton and Hull because the response time between that and the Cape Cod Canal, which are the two bigger Coast Guard stations, is just going to be too much from a safety standpoint.
Now, I quickly wanted to ask you about redistricting. Do you think that you could be impacted by this? And also, what do you think this could mean for congressional representation?
I think every rep is looking at the data. Not all of the numbers have come out yet, so it's tough to say how anyone's going to be impacted because we don't have the full picture of the numbers. Secretary Galvin had just announced last week the numbers for the big cities, but we don't have the data for the individual towns just yet. I think that there will be some shifts statewide because Boston has grown faster than the suburbs, but I don't know exactly how that's going to affect all 160 of us statewide.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Dan, thanks so much for having me.